This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good too, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the beginning of the fourth hour, but as Alex was leaving, I mentioned to him the fact that it is 6-6-16 and all the different things that are happening with this. And, of course, it's not just what's happening with the chip. Alex wanted to talk about that. But, of course, Alex is also Bilderberg is starting this week. We've got Brexit. Everything is at the cusp. We've got world government that is breaking out, or people trying to break out of it. Now. Absolutely.
The Pope's calling for world government, saying the Christian roots. He's ashamed of the Christian roots. He used a worse word. He abhors hearing about
them. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's terrible. He dreads. We can pull up that exact quote. So I'm going to get out of here in 5 minutes, but I was leaving to a meeting that I'm already late for. And you were like, yeah, 666, all this weird occult stuff going on. That's what I'm going to cover coming up, which you're going to do in a moment. And I went, oh, my gosh, that's it. Because I was on air Friday when this came out, and Saturday and Sunday, and I read this article from Infowars.com. Come on over here, Buckley, or maybe Dr. McCammon there. Why is there suddenly such a huge push for Mark of the Beast in technology? And there's just all over the news, suddenly, yes, you're going to have a chip. Yes, we're getting rid of cash. You know, so what you think? And I got so excited about this, I'm even sweating all of a sudden, and it's like 65 degrees in here. And it all clicked. These are their people pushing in the media and the system to throw it in our face, just like world government. We've seen more Mark of the Beast is good for you, get rid of cash, put a chip in your kids in the last month than I've ever seen in 21 years on air. I mean, it has been a full onslaught. And the mystery is, it's 666. That's the day. It's June 6th. The month is 6. The day is 6. The year is 16. In numerology, the last number. That's why they're doing rituals everywhere.
Yeah.
That's why they're launching. I bet they pull something today. I bet there's a mass killing or, you know, some big tragedy. They're doing all this garbage because they're bringing it in. Like, your mothers and fathers are bad. Jesus is bad. We abhor Christians. You know, bringing in the Muslims. This, and the EU proposing a ID to use the internet and to tax it and track you and control you. Satan is planning to celebrate 6-6-16 in L.A. This is their big coming out. This is their big push. And it ties into everything else we're facing, everything else we're seeing. I mean, undoubtedly, just open. Your kid will get a chip. It's inevitable. We played that clip a week ago. Paul did a viral video on it. We can cue it up and play it in the next segment. I mean, it's just everywhere. Your kid will get a chip. It's inevitable. If that isn't the mark of the beast, if a cashless society and parents being persecuted and being turned off the internet if you don't submit to the world government so you can't even have a job and it being digitally erased in an electronic concentration camp, if that isn't the mark of the beast, if the devil isn't real, they've taken the idea and they're doing it, David. They're manifesting it.
Well, it's real to them. Or they wouldn't be putting a pentagram around L.A. today is when they're doing it in L.A.
David, this is just incredible. Your thoughts for a minute. You know, I've made my point here. Tell us what you got coming up.
One of the things we're going to cover, and we're going to cover it tonight on the nightly news because there's a lot of visuals about it. There was also, Alex, on June the 1st, there was a grand opening ceremony for this massive rail tunnel through the Swiss mountains, the Goddard train. It's a railroad underground tunnel. But the ceremony, Alex, that they had was truly bizarre. It's one of the most bizarre occultic ceremonies you'll see. So we're going to show clips of that. We're going to talk about what's behind that as well as...
remember the all-seeing eye on the 9/11 event?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but this is really strange. I mean, people who've seen the movie done by Terry Gilliam, Brazil, you're going to, you know, the dream sequences, they've got this topless woman flying with feathers and this big baby head on. I mean, and they got people marching around like they're in a trance. It is truly bizarre.
They admit that these things are big mass rituals.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how they program society. And they're doing it, folks. And most of these elites are totally mentally ill. That's why it doesn't make sense to a lot of us. David Knight, great job, folks. That is the mystery of all this Mark of the Beast promotion. It has to do with the 666 day. They're celebrating it. They're trying to bring it in. They're trying to bring in the Antichrist. They're trying to bring in the false New Age. Because when Christ truly returns, that's when the true New Age begins for 1,000 years. There's a real Illuminati. That's just for freedom and openness. There's a false Illuminati. We'll be right back.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this 6-6-16. And as you just heard when Alex was in here, we were doing a Facebook mention live. We were talking about the significance, not just to Christians, but to the Satanists who are putting a pentagram around L.A. this day. And as we pointed out tonight, we're going to have a special report of the strange occultic rituals that surrounded the grand opening of a train tunnel through the Goddard Mountains in Switzerland. You will not believe the imagery of that. We're going to play a clip in honor of 6616. We're going to play a short clip of a microchip report in just a minute. Before we do, I want to remind you that today is the last day that we have of 20% off of lung cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the final day to get 20% off lung cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. This is something that I use to get my throat in condition. If I've got a little bit of a cough or something or some dust in the, it's a great throat clear. It's a great way to cleanse your lung. We have that. It's 20% off. And also, we're talking about fresh air. We have a new product, Alexa Pure Breeze. This is the final day of our introductory sale on that, 25% off. That's a huge savings. $184.99 will be your net cost with that. 25% off retail. It ends tonight. This is the Alexa Pure Breeze. It is an energy-efficient HEPA filter. It's ion cluster. It cycles the air through your rooms to get at. It basically takes out all the impurities in your locked-up, tight-as-a-drum house. Most of the houses are that way because you're trying to get it efficient for heating, for cooling, so you get everything tight for that. But then it keeps all the pollutants in your house circulating around. So you want to get that out of there. This is a great way to do it. It's very space-saving. It's perfect for rooms up to about 800 square feet. It has very silent. It is less than a whisper. A whisper is 30 dB. This is 16 dB. Very energy efficient, and the end product is clean water. Check that out at InfoWarsStore.com. We have an introductory offer of that, 25% off the Alexa Pure Breeze. And today is the last day for that, as well as the 20% off lung cleanse that you'll see at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, let's run that clip on the microchip report, because this is something, as Alex pointed out, there's been a lot of pushing of microchips, of a cashless society. This is the beginning of Bilderberg, which has been pushing world government. That's been the purpose of Bilderberg since its inception. We'll talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk today about Brexit. We're going to talk about the push to confiscate land. This is another push by Obama, but even more interesting is the way the Washington Post is pushing it. But before we do all that news, let's play that clip on microchips.
You know, chances are if you have a four-legged family member at home, it's already microchipped. And if the technology exists to save Fido in an emergency, what about microchipping your child? Before you say, no way, I would never do that, hear one mom's story.
It's the longest 2 seconds of your life, and it's absolute panic.
I want my son back.
We've seen it in movies.
This is my daughter.
Over and over again, children gone missing.
It's terrifying.
For Stephanie Rodriguez Neely, life is busier than ever with four children, including a newborn. She knows scary situations can happen in an instant, and for her, it has.
If it'll save my kid, there's no step that's too extreme.
Stephanie's teenage daughter is a special needs child, prone to wander off and trust strangers. For that very reason, Stephanie wholeheartedly welcomes microchipping
a child. All right, we're going to stop it at that point. And I would just say this. You got a special needs child. You're concerned the child is going to run off and get into trouble. Understand. Also understand the health consequences of putting those transmitters on your dogs even. Okay, there's been a lot of increase in terms of tumors at the sites where they put these radio transmitters into dogs. I wouldn't do it to my dog, and I wouldn't do it to my child, and I wouldn't do it to my elderly parent who suffers from dementia either, and I wouldn't do it to myself. Because you know what? It's not just the health issues. It is also the issues of freedom, folks. We cannot continue to sell ourselves into slavery for the promise of security. They never deliver it. They tell you, give up your freedom, we'll make you more prosperous, we'll make you safer. Slaves are never safer. Slaves never get richer. When are we going to learn that? When are we going to learn that to the degree that we give up our liberty, we become slaves? They continue to offer us this Faustian bargain, and we never realize that the devil's got a trick up his sleeve. No matter how many times they skunk us, they keep doing it to us over and over again. And this is just another example of that. Putting this out there saying, well, it's great. It's for your dogs. It's for your special needs children. It's for your elderly people that we need to keep track of. No. No. There's an agenda behind this, folks. We pointed that out many, many times. All right, now, I've got a lot of disjointed news here that I just want to cover a little bit at a time. One of these things here is kind of, I think it's very interesting as we look at the people that are being brought into this country by Obama. And I mentioned this briefly yesterday, how we've had situations in Vermont, and they reported that, hey, look, 35% of the people coming into Vermont have tuberculosis. Many people in America don't really get concerned about that, because they've forgotten what tuberculosis is, because it only affects about 5% of the people here. But globally, the average is about 35%. And of the places where Obama is bringing people in without vetting them, without doing any health tests on them, in many of the Asian and African countries, it is up to 80% of the people who have tuberculosis. Remember they called it consumption? Maybe you want to go back and look at some of the old westerns where they got Doc Holliday and he's spitting up blood and dying because it will kill you. And you say, well, we got treatments for that in the first world. Well, yes, but there are also drug-resistant strains of tuberculosis as well. Do you want to bring that in here as well? This is a deliberate move by Obama. In so many different ways, it seems like he is hell-bent on destroying this country, destroying our way of life, destroying our health, and yet they keep offering us safety. Just take the chip. You'll be fine. But we're bringing in all these people who hate America, who want what you have, and in many cases who are coming in untested for disease, untested for being criminals, untested for being terrorists. And now we just saw this last weekend as it broke, we had workers in two Minneapolis and two Minnesota hospitals that were diagnosed with active TB. These are two workers. Both of these hospitals were owned by one company, Allina Health. They say one hospital worker at each of these sites. Now they're saying neither of these workers were involved with refugee screening activity. Sure. Okay. Except that last year, a local newspaper reported three employees of another clinic owned by this same company within 10 miles of these two hospitals where the two workers were just diagnosed with active tuberculosis received awards from Anoka County, the fourth most populous county in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, for their volunteer work medically screening refugees. Yeah, okay, okay. So there you go. They tell you one thing and they do another, and that's a report from Breitbart. But I want to focus on something else, and that is, what if our government, as they bring in these refugees that don't screen them, we know that they are bringing in diseases to be used as weapons, as bioweapons. They call them select agents, and they try to give them what they call, in Pentagon talk, gain of function. That means that they make them more deadly, and that means that they make them more easily transmittable. And these are the kinds of research that are being performed by the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, and other biolab companies. Now, there's a reporter at USA Today, Allison Young, and she's done a lot of work following this. This is her beat, and she does a lot of work talking about the biolab failures of the CDC, and she just had one that broke at the end of the week. And I want to read you a little bit of this scenario just to get you the idea of how dangerous this is. Now, this is the title is Newly Disclosed CDC Biolab Failures Are, Quote, Like a Screenplay for a Disaster Movie. And listen to this. It does read like a disaster movie. Encased in spacesuit-like gear needed to protect them from the world's deadliest viruses, four scientists at the CDC stepped into their lab's decontamination chamber where a shower of chemicals was supposed to kill anything on them and make it safe for them to exit into an adjacent changing room. But the shower wouldn't start. And warning lights appeared as a cascading series of safety systems began to fail inside one of the world's most advanced biosafety level 4 labs. That's the highest level, folks. That's what she goes on to say that in the next sentence. Reserved for work with deadly Ebola and smallpox viruses and other pathogens that lack vaccines or reliable treatments. The gasket seal around the exit door in the changing room deflated to the point that the scientists could see light coming in. See, there's a positive pressure, so they have no air escaping from this thing, but the gasket seal just broke down. So they could see light coming in through this seal that is supposed to be airtight. As they held the door shut and they started an emergency chemical deluge, things got even worse. The shower's door back into the infectious disease lab forcefully burst open again and again, and they couldn't even hold it shut. Meanwhile, air pressure alarms were blinking and monitors displayed as the lab as red, according to records of the February 2009 incident recently obtained by USA Today under a FOIA request. The CDC took 3.5 years to fulfill the request. Why? Because they don't want you to know what a cock this whole thing is. They bring these things in, deadly diseases that don't even exist in our country. They're bringing them in as weapons. They're creating these weapons, and they can't and won't control these things. You need to be very concerned about this. What do we do to stop this? How do we get control of this? This is the CDC's own lab. And, of course, the same reporter reported on what happened in the Primate Center about a year and a half ago. The National Primate Center, where they brought in a disease that's not endemic to the United States, a very deadly disease. They brought it in to make it more deadly, more easy to catch, and somehow it got out of a bio level safety lab level number 3, it got into the primates who were not even contained in a contained area. What you have to be concerned about is it getting into the soil and water. And then as they investigated it, they found workers who came down with it, but they said, don't worry, I'm sure those workers already had it before they started the investigation. That's the way they lie to us. You have to understand how dangerous this is. They are playing not only with fire, they're playing with a pandemic. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking in the last segment about the latest revelation, because we've had revelations before about breakdowns in biosafety labs. Of course, we've had the government shipping live anthrax virus through the regular mail. We've had the National Primate Center. We've had deadly bacteria get out and escape into the wild there. They don't know, still don't know how that happened. I just read you this report. They said is and does play like the screenplay of a disaster movie, because this is a disaster waiting to happen. And this is just the incompetence level here. This isn't even talking about the sinister stuff that they do, like the Tuskegee experiments that we all know about. But the very fact that they're doing this is sinister. The very fact that we have, with Operation Paperclip, that we brought in these Nazi and Japanese scientists who had been doing horrific human experimentation and brought them in for our own weapons program to give these deadly non-native diseases a gain of function, to make them more deadly, to make them more easily transmittable. So that's one of the things that's facing us, and of course the breakouts of this. How do we contain government? It's a perfect metaphor for government, isn't it? Especially the government, the national security state, the Pentagon, how they create these weapons that are hanging over our heads like the sword of Damocles. And yet there's other problems as well. At the same time they're doing this and telling us that they have to have a national security state to watch everything that everybody does, we see that the federal government lost all of its personnel records to hackers. And now this, coming out of, interestingly enough, Australia. Had a guy send this to me on Twitter because, you know, our press doesn't cover this kind of news, but Australia did. The U.S. Federal Reserve was breached more than 50 times recently. The U.S. Federal Reserve detected more than 50 breaches to its network and systems between 2011 and 2015, with several incidents described internally as espionage. They say the Fed's computer systems play a critical role in global banking, of course. They hold confidential information on discussions about monetary policy that drives financial markets. Of course, we're having that kind of discussion today as Janet Yellen is dropping hints about whether she's going to raise interest rates or not, doing it at the same time people are talking about Brexit. And we've got the Prime Minister of the UK trying to scare people about financial Armageddon if they leave the EU. But we're going to cover that in the next segment here. But with this, they say the cybersecurity reports obtained by Reuters, again, through a FOIA Act, were heavily redacted by the Fed officials. They say the records represent only a slice of all cyber attacks on the Fed because they include only cases involving the Washington-based Bureau, a Board of Governors. They did not have access to reports of cybersecurity teams at the central bank's 12 privately owned regional branches. Disclosure breaches of the Fed comes at a time when cybersecurity at central banks worldwide is under scrutiny and under attack. After hackers stole $81 million from a Bank Bangladesh account at the New York Fed. At the New York Fed. They went into this is bigger than Bonnie and Clyde. This is bigger than Jesse James. This is bigger than the Italian job, you know, where they had those little minis and they went in and robbed the bank and they had a little car so they could get through the traffic jams. Now, they didn't do any of that physical stuff because of the digital cash. Hackers can go in and steal $81 million, and they can do it at the New York Fed. Just hack into their account and take it right out of there. They say cyber thieves have targeted large financial institutions around the world, including America's largest bank, J.P. Morgan, as well as smaller players like Ecuador's Banco del Austro and Vietnam's Tien Phong Bank. They also go on to say security analysts said foreign governments could stand to gain from internal Fed information. You think? You think? You think they could use that? You think China and Russia, as they say, for instance, major players in the $13.8 trillion federal debt market, where Fed policy plays a big role in setting interest rates. So if you are a criminal individual or if you are a foreign government that wants to mess with our money supply, then you go to the people who are counterfeiting it, the Federal Reserve, and they're talking about whether they're going to pump or dump, whether they're going to do quantitative easing, are they going to raise or lower interest rates. Having that advanced knowledge can get you a lot of money, and it makes them a big target, and they're not doing a very good job of protecting it. But, of course, if you're a congressman or a congresswoman, then you can act on inside information that you have when you're going to pass bills to help a particular company or to shut down a particular industry. You can sell it short. If you're going to shut down the coal industry, you can make a lot of money selling short coal stocks or oil stocks. Or if you're going to give a massive subsidy to a solar power company, it might be kind of convenient to have that information. And remember, that came out at one point in time, and everybody was appalled that Congress just looked the other way and said, no, that's okay, we can do insider training. We'll lock up Martha Stewart for it, but we will do it ourselves. So they passed a little bill. They left it in there for about 6 months, and when nobody was looking, they eviscerated that bill. They got rid of it. They're still doing insider trading. So why wouldn't cyber criminals do insider trading at the Federal Reserve? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this 6-6-16. As we pointed out, we've had a couple of reports. We did the top of the hour with Alex Jones about the significance of what is happening in the world, what is being pushed in terms of biochips, in terms of Internet IDs, the ceremonies that we're seeing being done by the Satanists throughout the country on this day and at the beginning of June. We're going to have more on that tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. Tonight we're also going to talk about the billionaire's ultimate bug-out bag, and that would be a rocket ship, folks. You know, you talk about these billionaires building these elaborate places with panic rooms. George Clooney's got one in the UK, other people setting up these elaborate and expensive compounds to protect themselves from some kind of a societal breakdown. Look. The ultimate bug-out bag is a rocket to get off of the place once their disruptive technologies get so disruptive that they start destroying the Earth. And we've had multiple science fiction scenarios about it. Of course, we've had scientists that we've interviewed. I've interviewed Hugo de Garis, who wrote The Artelect War. They talked about as the general public becomes aware of the danger of some of these technologies that are so dangerous. And we're not talking now about things like the gain-of-function bioweapon programs. That's one of them as well. But also the autonomous killing robots that are being done by the Pentagon. Even just artificial intelligence. Hugo de Garis is an artificial intelligence scientist. He talked about his concern that what he was creating and his fellow scientists were creating was going to get out of control and that it would squash us. The same sorts of things that Elon Musk has openly talked about. And, of course, that's his bug-out bag, trying to get to Mars, setting up his space program. Tonight we're going to talk about all these different billionaires and their different programs. I think the key guy that we need to look at is Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com. We're going to tell you what he's got going. I think he's the guy that's got the most interesting approach to all of this, and certainly I think he has the most advanced technology behind all this. We're going to talk about the other aspect of space exploration, and that is kind of a super Agenda 21, if you will. And, of course, Agenda 21, the UN agenda for the 21st century, which says let's lock all the people up in little tiny concentrated cities and let's keep the rest of the world for the elites. Okay, that's now been changed and updated into something that's a little bit more specific. Not just the 21st century. No, they've got the 2030 UN agenda. The 2030 UN agenda for sustainable development. So we're going to talk about that and how I believe this space exploration plays into all that. That's also going to be on tonight's nightly news. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that today is the last day for two specials. If you want to breathe easy, we've got a couple of things here for you. Lung Cleanse, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Today is the final day of that sale. And, of course, Lung Cleanse is an easy-to-use spray bottle. It tastes great. It really works. It helps to get the to cleanse your lungs. I use that to get my lungs cleansed when I get on the air. That and Brain Force are two of my favorite supplements that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, we get 20% off of Lung Cleanse ending today. Also, the final day for our introduction of Alexa Pure Breeze. Now, this is an energy-efficient ion cluster air purification system. We've just started doing this, so this is our introductory special, 25% off. It's $184.99. That's a great price. If you shop and compare the features of this piece of equipment, I think you'll agree this is an incredible price. Again, this is something that it recycles 120 cubic feet every 12 minutes. It does an air change. It's very silent, and its byproduct is simply clean water. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out Alexa Pure Breeze and look at the statistics on that. We have a comparison with other similar products. You can see what a savings that is on that. And again, today is the final day of that 25% off that introductory sale and the final day of 20% off of Lung Cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. Let me see. Where do I want to go? I think I want to talk about the misinformation that we're seeing. As I was driving in today, I heard yet again the narrative that Donald Trump has jumped the shark. How many times have we heard this? Because he criticized this judge who's doing very unjudicial things, by the way, in terms of releasing these transcripts as the trial is going on. Isn't that interesting that he would do that? But of course, there's no criticism for that. It's criticism for Donald Trump pointing out that this guy is biased and pointing out the reason for his bias. And he talks about his Mexican heritage. Now, Donald Trump was not saying that he can't get a fair trial from any Mexican, I don't think. But certainly this judge is somebody who bears looking at, not simply because he has a Mexican heritage, but because his Mexican heritage is so important to him that he joins, that he's a key member of La Raza. Now, if you don't understand what La Raza is, let me read to you. And I read this yesterday on the Sunday show, but I want to read this again because it bears repeating. This is Cesar Chavez, the union organizer for the United Farm Workers, okay, helping migrant workers. And he was very, very critical of La Raza, the race. Cesar Chavez said it was racist. The organization was racist. Here's specifically what he had to say. And you can see this on Wikipedia. You can see the quotes there. He says, "I hear more and more Mexicans talking about La Raza," says Cesar Chavez, "to build up their pride. some people don't look at it as racism, but when you say La Raza, you are saying an anti-gringo thing, and it won't stop there. Today it's anti-group, tomorrow it will be anti-gringo, tomorrow it will be anti-negro. We had a stupid guy who just wanted to play politics within the union, and he began to whip up La Raza against the white volunteers, and even had some of the farm workers and the pickets and the organizers hung up on La Raza, so I took him on. He said, these things have to be met on. On discrimination, I don't even give the members the privilege of a vote. And I'm not ashamed to say it. No, the whole business of discrimination can't exist here. So often these days, leaders are afraid. They don't. They even feel strongly about racism, but they won't speak out against it. It's important that we call it what it is. That's why we had the videos up saying that this judge is a key member of Hispanic, they called him Hispanic Grand Dragon. You need to understand. That's the case. Now let me read you something else here. You have a friend of his, Richard Garcia, who quoted Chavez, who said, La Raza, why be racist? Because La Raza literally means the race. He says, our belief is to help everyone, not just one race. Humanity is our belief, he said. And a friend, another friend, Stan Steiner, observed that when Chavez told Chicanos this, he said, their faces fell in disbelief. They thought that he was a nationalist. Not a humanist. That is what this is about, folks. This is a clash of nationalism. See, at the top level, what the Wall Street people are doing is a clash of globalism versus nationalism. But at the level that we're seeing with these Dreamer riots that are happening at the Trump rallies, where these people are waving Mexican flags and burning American flags, that is nationalism versus nationalism. That is what is behind all of this. And when you've got a judge who is a La Raza official, okay, highly connected in that, and of course the Washington Post says, no, the lawyers, the La Raza lawyers is not connected to La Raza National. It's like baloney. Just call them on that BS. I tell you what, Washington Post has dropped to the lowest standards of just about any of the major newspapers, and of course, and we pointed out a lot of problems with mainstream media. But Washington Post is getting to be a true propaganda rag. And I've got another example of that coming up here in just a moment. But when we see what's happening here, this is nationalism versus nationalism. These are people coming here saying, make America Mexican again. They're burning American flags. They're waving Mexican flags. They're hunting people down like prey. Because they are pro-American or because they don't like their political beliefs. You're going to accept that? Are you going to accept the idea that we ought to just allow this to happen? We ought to just bring people in without any kind of vetting? And we ought to let everyone come here? Look at this story. I hadn't seen this. My wife sent this to me. Out of Fox, Atlanta, a woman in a burqa attacks a Lawrenceville family who had an American flag. She attacked them with their own flag. They said they were sitting there and they're staying there in the garage. The lady said, I was talking to my daughter. And all of a sudden, this woman in a burqa comes out of the woods. And she stands there and looks at us for a second. And then she goes over, and they had an American flag on a pole stuck on their mailbox. She grabs the American flag that's on the pole and rushes them to attack them. And as the daughter says, well, when she came charging, it was kind of like mama bear instincts kicked in. My mama had to protect her children, so they got into a fight. These two women... And then some neighbors came over and helped them. When the police arrested this woman, who gave her name as Amina Ara, 30, all she would tell them is she's, quote, from Africa. No other information. Not even what country she's from. No local address. Because, you know, we don't vet anybody who comes here. We bring in people who hate this country. Or, as I mentioned yesterday, and this is another thing I want to repeat again, because I think this is very, very important. We had Hillary Clinton going through California, doing her campaign stops, and of course she doesn't do press conferences, right? So she does these dog and pony shows where she brings in people who are illegal immigrants, college-age dreamers, talking about how wonderful all of this stuff is. And guys, if you got this from yesterday's show, I want you to cue up this clip number two where the lady says she was able to get scholarships and everything. She has sitting next to her a South Korean student. And the student says, yeah, I go to Azusa Pacifica College. And we're going to play that clip for you here in a minute. And as she's talking about what she's doing, Hillary Clinton is sitting there nodding and smiling approvingly. And what she says, yeah, I'm an undocumented immigrant from South Korea, and I came here for college, and I'm getting all of my scholarships and grants through DACA, the Dreamer program. And so I looked at that, and I said, well, how much tuition are we talking about here at Azusa Pacific College? Well, their tuition alone is $35,500 a year. But the college says, plan on $44,500 because it's going to be service fees, room and board, you know, housing and a meal plan. So figure on about $44,400 a year. Understand what's going on. This is called a full-ride scholarship. This is the most coveted scholarship that American students have to work very hard for. American students don't get in-state tuition unless their parents have lived in a state and paid taxes in that state to support these tax-funded organizations. They're subsidized. That's one of the reasons why the prices are so expensive. This lady who comes here from South Korea, and again, 5 years ago, they're talking about how, you know, South Korean students are just balking at the high cost of college. I said, you know, it's really not worth it to get a college degree. I'm having to pay $7,000 a year to go to college in South Korea, and I'm getting out of here with like $35,000 in debt that I can't do anything with. They said the cost of tuition is too high. It's not really helping me to get a job. They point out that 3 million South Korean students, which is about the number that they got enrolled in a given year, okay, about 3.3 million, couldn't find jobs after they got their college degrees. Plus, they had, you know, $35,000 in student loans that they had that they'd gone into debt for. So what's a poor South Korean student going to do? Hey, here's an idea. You can go to America because Hillary and Obama will give you a full-ride scholarship, no questions asked. And you don't end up with a student loan. The American taxpayer ends up with a student loan. And over 4 years, that's $177,000 for this lady. All she did was just come here in defiance of our laws and demand this largesse, which ought to make you spitting mad. It makes me really mad to see this going on. And when does it stop? Because we've got We've got both Bernie and Hillary saying that they're going to continue doing this. Let's play that clip. They've got that clip ready. Let's play the clip. And this is what she said with Hillary, and Hillary's sitting right there with her, smiling and approving. Here we go.
Others, like Clara Kim, here illegally from South Korea, goes to Azusa Pacific. She was able to get help with tuition despite her legal status.
I was able to get scholarships and grants through DACA.
DACA and DAPA are government programs which, among other things,
there you go.
Allow children
okay.
and
now,
parents to...
Let's get that other clip, because I want to play for you how the press is playing along with this. This is CBS out of L.A., let's get that third clip that we had from yesterday's show. We didn't even play it yesterday, where they wrap that up, clip number three. But let's talk about this. This one individual comes over here and rips us off for $177,000, gets a full free ride scholarship because, simply because she's illegal. Again, in defiance of our laws, because she's illegal, we give her special benefits. It made me so angry to look at the Libertarian Party debating open borders and immigration. These people were so absolutely clueless. And, of course, we've got Gary Johnson and William Weld throwing the Second Amendment under the bus. But on open borders, they were on line with the Libertarian Party, I'm afraid to say. And saying, well, you know, it's not really a problem because even though we got open borders, and that could bankrupt the country, as Milton Friedman pointed out 30 or 40 years ago, people who are not citizens aren't going to get those welfare benefits. It's like, oh, really? Tell that to the South Korean lady who came in and gave herself $177,000 in free college tuition. Why don't we just do that for all the South Korean people, all the students, all 3.6 million South Korean college students? Let them all come here. Why should they bother to go into debt to pay for their education? Let them all come to America. Because that would only be $637 billion a year that they would put on us and indebt our children, take our homes with property taxes to pay for this nonsense. Because, quite frankly, that is the policy that Bernie, that Hillary, that the Libertarian Party, and Gary Johnson and William Weld, they all support that. Open the borders. We want free and open borders, and we want everybody to come in, and we want to give them free college tuition. Free college tuition. And so where does it stop? That's just one country. South Korea would be 637. Do we as American taxpayers have to have the IRS hold a gun to our head and force us to pay for the college education? And I would point it out this way. It's worthless. An American college education is mostly worthless unless you get something in engineering or medicine. It's a worthless degree. What are they teaching them? Hate white people. What are they going to do with that when they go back to South Korea? There's no white people there to hate. Well, I guess they could hate us because we paid for the college tuition, couldn't they? And then this is what CBS has to say. Let's play that clip.
Both Aguilar and Mendez fully support what they heard from Hillary Clinton today, and they would love to support her in November. But given their status, they can't vote.
They're part of the estimated 11 million people in this country illegally who can't vote in an election that figures to great.
I want to bang my head against the wall. They would love to vote for Hillary Clinton. This is an issue that affects their future, and they would love to vote for it, but they can't because they're not citizens. Do you realize the absurdity of this? And that guy is smiling there for CBS in L.A.? It's pathetic. And then their article says this. Aguilar and other undocumented students at the event said they were committed to Clinton, too. However, like millions of other undocumented immigrants, they will not be able to vote in next week's primary or the general election. Don't worry. They're going to change that. She said the central issue of her campaign, and she's got two central issues. We'll talk about the other one, guns, when we come back. She said the central issue is immigration. Within 100 days, I'm going to make all these people voters. They will be reliable little minions for her. All she has to do is steal from you and give them a free college education. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Welcome back to our final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about Hillary and guns. So before I do, just real quickly, I'll mention one more time. Today is the final day of our introductory special of the Alexa Pure Breeze Ion Cluster Air Purification System. That's a mouthful. But I tell you what, it's a breath of fresh air. That's what you want in your home. It's going to get that stale air that's in your locked up home. It's going to clean it. It's going to do it quietly, efficiently, and give you as a byproduct some clean water. Also, today is the last day for 20% off of lung cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. Check those products out at InfoWars.com and at InfoWarsLife.com and at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at the specifications on Alexa Pure Breeze. And again, that's 25% off of retail. We show you feature by feature. We show you a price comparison there. You can compare that. It is a great deal. That ends today. Alexa Pure Breeze air purification system. And it's the final day for our lung cleanse. 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Guns. Hillary Clinton said that immigration and making illegals legal is going to be the center part of her campaign. But, of course, gun confiscation is a big part of it as well. She's talking about this throughout California, a very popular thing for her to talk about. One thing that she's hit Bernie Sanders on, because even Bernie Sanders doesn't want the kind of gun control that Hillary Clinton does. See, he voted, as most other people did, for a reasonable law, the PLCAA, Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. What is that about? That says simply that you can't sue gun manufacturers who aren't liable for the product that they make. They make a product, and it's a gun, and you can't sue them because you don't like guns. Well, Hillary Clinton wants to sue them. That's like saying, somebody got killed with a Ford, so we're going to come after Ford because we don't like cars. We know that Ford's got a lot of money, so we're going to shut down the automobile industry because we're inner-city liberals and we hate cars. Well, that's what these people are doing with guns. So they passed a law just to underscore, I guess, the Second Amendment, or maybe, you know, start to get the idea, don't you, that the Constitution is no longer in effect. That's another story for another day. But why do we even need to have a PLCAA? Well, one of the reasons we need to have it is for people like Hillary Clinton. You can point to it and you can say, shut up, we've addressed this specifically. Just in case you don't understand what shall not infringe means, then we have passed a special law for you, Hillary, but she wants to get rid of it. And she said this yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, one of the Sunday shows. She outlined her plan to abolish the Second Amendment. First, she says, I am not seeking to abolish the Second Amendment. I'm just seeking to make it unapplicable. Okay, we're going to shut down gun manufacturers. We're going to track ammunition. We're going to make sure that you can't buy ammunition without a background check. All the stuff, you know, that the Libertarian Party candidates supported when they were governors. Okay, William Weld supported all this stuff, and people called him out on it and said, wait a minute, Libertarians are supposed to be pro-Second Amendment, pro-self-defense. And he said, oh. Those weren't hunting rifles that I wanted to confiscate. Okay, put background checks and ammunition. Hillary Clinton says, I'm going to continue to speak out for comprehensive background checks, closing gun show loopholes, closing the online loophole, closing the so-called Charleston loophole. You know what? These are not loopholes. The Constitution says, shall not infringe. That means that you don't take your fence and move it onto your neighbor's property by 1 foot and then leave it there and then, after a period of time, say, that's mine now. That's what they're doing with your rights. They're gradually moving the boundaries. They're turning your fundamental rights into government-granted privileges. That's the way they always do it. That's what Hillary Clinton wants to do. That's what, unfortunately, even the Libertarians are supporting now in their ticket. Makes me, it's just unbelievable to see what they're doing. Listen, join us tonight. We're out of time on this radio show tonight. We're going to talk about the billionaire bug-out rockets. We're going to talk about Brexit. We're going to talk about Bilderberg. Join us then, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.